News on MissouriNet. I'm Bill Wise. The Highway Patrol is investigating a deadly shooting involving a police officer. That shooting happened last night around 11:20 p.m. Dispatch says the call came in for a person shooting inside a home in the area with a rifle. Officers were fired upon when they got to the scene. One Independence police officer was shot in the head and transported to the hospital. Officials say he's conscious and in stable condition. The suspect was taken to the hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. The patrol says the original call involved neighbors arguing. Missouri prisoners getting a $1,400 federal stimulus check might be required to give up any amount they owe to victims. A Missouri Senate committee has voted in favor of a bill proposed by Parkville Republican Senator Tony Lueckmeyer. He says prisoners shouldn't have gotten stimulus payments in the first place.
I disagree what the feds did. I think they should have carved out prisoners, that prisoners should not be receiving the checks at all. But one thing that we can do is we can say, if you owe restitution to a victim as a prisoner, that restitution must be paid before you can gain access to those checks. And again, that would be something that the Department of Corrections would administer.
Lueckmeyer's bill is ready for Senate floor debate. Congress approved the $1,400 federal stimulus checks as part of its latest economic stimulus measure. Vaccine passports could be in the works for people to prove they've had their coronavirus shot. Some state and local governments across the nation are talking about whether to require vaccine passports before entering certain places. Governor Parson told MissouriNet affiliate KDRO in Sedalia he won't be going down that road.
And, you know, it's ironic that we're out here talking about, you know, you got to have a vaccine passport versus a voter ID. People don't want to have an ID for voting, yet you want to have one for vaccine. So I don't even understand the logic behind that. But in the state of Missouri, we are not going to mandate people have to carry around a vaccine card.
The passports are expected to be free and available through a cell phone app, which could display a scannable code similar to an airline boarding pass. It's opening day in the major leagues. Bill Pollack files this report.
The Royals open the season at home today against the Texas Rangers. The Royals had the best record in the Cactus League during spring training. Manager Mike Matheny.
Continue to take that momentum in a positive way and let's roll.
The Cardinals are in Cincinnati to take on the Reds. We'll get our first look at Nolan Arenado, a much improved offense for Mike Schilt.
I like it a lot. I'm excited to play with it.
Both of our teams start at 3:10. Bill Pollack, Missouri Net.
And the National Weather Service says a freeze warning will be in effect overnight again tonight for portions of Missouri. Friday morning's frost and freeze conditions will kill sensitive vegetation. Sedalia, Columbia, Jefferson City, Springfield, West Plains, Poplar Bluff, Cape Girardeau, Rolla, and St. Louis are in that warning area. Temperatures could fall into the 20s again tomorrow along and south of the Missouri River. You'll find more news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on MissouriNet.